You may be seated, and you can bring your offerings to the Lord any time you choose to. It won't bother me a bit because this is a part of worship. But if you'd open your Bibles to John chapter 15, today we're honoring our girls' ministers. And in connection with their theme, Abide, I want to preach on the subject, the land of much. The land of much. How would you like to live in the land of much? Well, we're reading from John chapter 15, and Jesus is speaking, and Jesus talks to us about this. Jesus, in John 15 and 1, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, he prunes it, that it may bring forth, notice this phrase, more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Isn't that wonderful? The washing of the water of the word. Then Jesus in verse 4, he said, abide in me and I in you as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, look at verse 7. This is a key to your Christian victories. Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's powerful right there. See, there are three dimensions that Jesus talks about in these verses. In verse 2, he said, every branch that bears fruit, if you bear fruit, he purges it, he prunes it. If you bear fruit, he cuts it back so that it may bring forth more fruit. And then down in verse 5, he said, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. So there are three levels of fruit. There's fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. My subject today, the land of much. Turn to somebody and tell them, we're headed to the land of much. Tell them, we're headed to the land of much. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your blessings upon us. Thank you, Lord, that we can abide in you. And Lord, we're quickened by the power of the Holy Ghost because you abide in us. And Christ, you are the Word and you abide in us. And you're the healer and you abide in us. You're the miracle worker and you abide in us. You're the all in all and you abide in this us. And you said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Speak to us, Holy Ghost. Talk through these lips of clay. Show us how to reach the land of much. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How do you get to the land of much? How do you get from fruit to more fruit to much fruit? I hope to answer that question today. Look at Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means good, holy, pure living. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now look at John 15 and 7 again. Part of my text. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. What do you want from God? What do you need from God? What has life done to you that you're struggling to get it all together? I've got a secret for you. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done unto you. And there's a reason for that. As you get the word in you and you start walking in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus constantly cleanses you from all sin. And so you begin to walk in kingdom connection. You begin to walk in the glory and the anointing and the lifestyle that God has purposed for your life. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, Jesus said, you shall ask what you will. Whatever you have need of, if you'll seek him first, he said, I'll add it all. And then I'll come along and I'll give you not only life, but I'll give it to you more abundantly. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. God said, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So that's fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. And guess what? That's God's desire for your life. I said fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. That is God's desire for your life. Hallelujah. But you cannot have reproduction where there's no relationship. Let me say that. You cannot have reproduction in your life where there's no relationship. You have got to constantly abide. He abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. I'm entering in at the straight gate. All the blessings of God, they belong to me because I keep his commandments. Say it. I keep his commandments and I do those things that are pleasing in his sight. I'm abiding and he's abiding in me and he's directing my steps because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. But you cannot have reproduction where there is no relationship. And the secret to fruit, more fruit and much fruit, is a relationship, a constant abiding in the true vine, which is Jesus. You must abide in the vine. You must stay connected at all times to the vine. Even when you make an oops, hallelujah. The Bible says, put Psalms 30 verse 5 up there. It says his anger endureth but a moment. Psalms 30 verse 5. His anger endureth but a moment. His favor is life, King James. Another version, his favor is for a lifetime. His favor lasts for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I love to preach this because everywhere I go, people are sighing, crying, dying, hurting, fragmented. And I just tell them this, that if you're in a season of weeping, if you just stay connected, hallelujah, it's just a matter of time until joy shows up in your life. Because if you're in that season of weeping, there are seasons in life, and you're headed for that certain season of joy. Shout it. I'm headed for my certain season because I'm abiding. Go and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You must stay connected. And as long as you abide in the vine and stay connected to the vine, you will produce fruit. Jesus is the vine and we're the branches, which means two things. All a branch does is to hang in there and stay connected. That's all the vine, the branch does. It just hangs in there and it stays connected. And pretty soon if you do that, you'll see all kind of fruit hanging on that vine. Don't you love the way God illustrates this great principle here? Hallelujah. A branch just hangs in there and it stays connected. You feed your faith the word of God and you starve your doubts to death in Jesus' name. Let your doubts die. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I just decided, praise God, no matter what others do, I'm going to preach the word. The word is living, it's powerful, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And while I'm up here preaching, the Bible says it'll split soul and spirit asunder to go right down into the joints and marrow where the life substance is. And God will discern the very thoughts and intents of your heart. And you'll say, how in the world did the preacher know what I'm going through? The preacher doesn't know. He's sent by God. And a good Holy Ghost preacher, hallelujah, he's got a word for you. And God will speak to you and God will give you an answer. If maybe you just come to church with an answer. Maybe you just come with a need. Reach out and touch him, praise God. Because he said, I'll supply all you need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. The product is the fruit. But we just don't like the process of getting there. Let me say that again. The product is the fruit, but people just don't like the process of getting there. But Jesus said, I want to take you from fruit to more fruit to a land called much fruit. Spiritual blessings come from one place, and that's by abiding and staying connected to the vine. I love that theme. I told Sister Carol, I said, I just got something else I want to preach. And I did, but I'm going to save that one for later. I got to listen to Teresa read that thing, and I got to listen to those videos, and I got to thinking about the blessing of abiding in Christ. And that old song that we just sung, what a beautiful job on that. Hallelujah. Sister Carl said, I want y'all to sing that song. And all that stuff just got to running around inside of me. Amen. I said, I'm going to preach about the land of much. I want you to look at this verse, Isaiah 65:8. Look at the latter part of that verse. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster. Do you see that? As the new wine is found in the cluster. That's where it comes from. The wine is in the cluster. You and I would say, well, the wine is in the bottle. But God said, no. The wine is in the cluster. The wine is in the cluster, which means this. The cluster represents unity and togetherness. Let me say that again. The cluster represents unity and togetherness. It represents our connection with Jesus, and it also represents our connection with one another. And what the enemy wants to do is to pluck you off so he can stop you from entering the land of much. But if you will stay connected to the cluster, I promise you something, the wine of the Holy Ghost, it will flow. See, the wine represents the Holy Ghost, and it's not by power, it's not by might, but God said it's by my way, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. See, the enemy wants to send you through such a storm that he can pluck you off. And he does that. And he comes and he lies and he talks to us. And he wants to get you disconnected from your relationship with God. And he wants to get you disconnected from with your fellowship from the body of Christ and other people that are connected to the true vine, because the wine is in the cluster. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how the devil operates. He comes, you know, and tries to get you disconnected. But the wine is in the cluster. So when you get discouraged, guess what? You need to come to church. When you get discouraged, you need to get around born again Christians, somebody that will exhort you and encourage you to serve God. Just tell them, it may look bad, but let me tell you, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning, and you're headed for your sudden season of blessings. If you just stay connected, go on, praise God. Hallelujah. When you get discouraged, stay with believers, because the wine of the Holy Ghost, it's not out there. But the wine of the Holy Ghost is in the cluster. And can't nobody do me like Jesus. I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Glory to God. Just stay connected and the blessings will flow. And as long as we have unity and the cluster and stay connected to Jesus, guess what? The wine of the Spirit will flow. In his presence, there is peace. Jesus said, I want you to have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Jesus said, and the song said, in his presence there's joy. Jesus said, I want my joy to remain in you, and I want your joy to be full. Well, how can that be? Praise God, because he abides. He abides in me, and I abide in him. The power that's in him is in me. The joy that's in him is in me. The peace that's in him is in me. Tell your neighbor, I got it, I got it, I got it. I got a relationship with Jesus, and I'm full of joy. I'm full of peace. I'm full of blessing, because I'm blessed and highly favored of God. Woo! Hallelujah. See, and as long as we have unity and we stay connected to the true vine and stay connected to the cluster, the wine will flow. Look at Psalms 133, verse 1. I love this right here. It said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Now look at the latter part of verse 3. It says, for there, where? The place of unity. The Lord commanded the blessing. Do you want blessings in your life? Get unified. Stay together. Stay with the vine. Stay with the cluster. And the blessings of God will flow. If you're going to the land of much, you need to remember one thing. You need Christ, and you need the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And you need a good Holy Ghost anointed preacher to bring you the word of God that won't back down, that will rightly divide the word and encourage you to release your faith and believe God. Hallelujah. See, it's the devil that seeks to isolate you. He's an isolationist, if that's such a word. Amen. And he seeks to isolate you. And if you will allow him to, the devil will talk to you. And he'll discourage you. And he'll tell you that nobody loves you. I got to thinking about that. I said, when he tells those type of lies, the devil's talking about himself. Nobody loves the devil. I mean, even his angels. His angels that serve him, they don't love him. They're all fighting one another all the time. That's chaos and confusion and every type of evil thing going on there. And when the devil tells you nobody loves you, praise God, just know one thing. He's a liar. And he's the father of lies, and he's talking about himself. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Woo! He said, no man can come to the Father but by me. But he went to an old rugged cross, poured out his blood, and then gave the invitation after he went back to heaven, sent the Holy Ghost through the apostles. They said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him take of the water of life freely. Woo! I tell you something. That's omnipotence living inside of you. That's power. That's glory. That's anointing. God is inside of you. Release him and let him work. Stay connected and stay connected to the church. Hallelujah. See, the only way you can get to the land of much and to the joy, the more abundant life, is to stay with the cluster. Draw strength from them, and the cluster must stay connected to Jesus Christ. God said it's like the oil that ran down Aaron's beard, and then it poured down his robe. It started at the head, and then it ran down his beard. I don't even have one of those. My wife likes me with a beard. I've never been able to stand it long enough to grow one. I go back 2 weeks, and I get up in the night sometime. I guess I just got a lot of marine in me. I like a clean-shaven look. Amen. I think a man ought to look the part. If you got a beard, praise God. God bless you. It's all right if you want one. Not me. But the oil starts from God. It ran down Aaron's beard, and then it poured down his robe. And that's why we need a church where there's a fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, preachers, so the oil can flow down on the head, amen, of the servant of God. And then as it flows down to the servant in the pulpit, it begins to flow out to the body of Christ that's sitting there. Hallelujah. And then it begins to flow from one member to the other member. And it's at this point where unity and the blessings of God, they begin to flow. Go back and read Psalms 133. You get all confused if, and you may not get the revelation how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And in verse 3, the latter part says, for there, at the place of unity, God commanded the blessing. You don't even have to look for them. God said, I'll just bless you anyway. Because you're abiding in me and my word's abiding in you, and you're connected, and you're connected to the cluster, and you're working in my kingdom, and you're paying your tithe, and you're giving offerings, and you're loving people, and you're connected and reaching out with a heart that's been touched by my power and my glory. You're concerned about the harvest. You don't even have to ask me for the blessing. I just command them on you. Woo! Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Say it. Goodness and mercy. Say it. Goodness and mercy. Following me everywhere I go. Glory to God. It's where unity is that the blessings flow. So don't run the preacher down. He's connected to your blessings. Don't run other people in the church down. They are connected to your blessing. Don't run your family members down. They are connected to your blessing. Negative talk attracts demons. You want demons around? Just go on and talk, negative talk. Positive talk attracts God. God is a positive God. And just talk about the goodness of God. Talk about the goodness of others. Talk about how they blessed you at some time. Even if they did you wrong, don't have a somebody did me wrong song. Say, they blessed me here, they blessed me there, they blessed me here, they blessed me. They must be going through a hard time. I think I'll just stop and pray for them. Go and praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! It's at the place of unity that God commands the blessing. Keep unity in your home. Keep it in your family. Keep it in your marriage. Amen. Unity will take you to the land of much. Keep it in the church. Keep it in the music. Keep it in the choir. Keep it in the leadership. Endeavor to keep unity. Support one another. Build one another up. Exhort one another. Pray for one another and encourage one another. Talk blessings and defend one another, because the wine is in the cluster. And I'm preaching a whole lot better than some of you are shouting right now. Woo! I said the wine's in the cluster. Oh, yeah, it is. Are you sure about that, Pastor? I read it to you at the Word of God. Yeah, I'm sure that I'm sure. And I know that I know. I never wondered about whether I'm saved. I never wondered about whether I was called to preach. Didn't want to preach. But I knew I was connected to the vine. I knew whatever he called me to do. If I wanted his joy, if I wanted his anointing, I wanted his blessings, I had to obey. Some of you hear a good Holy Ghost sermon, then you go home and talk about one another. Let me just get down to where you live. Because that's the way the devil works. He wants to separate and divide. And God says, I want you to come together in unity, because there I will command my blessing. Hallelujah. God is a great God. Talk blessings and defend one another. And if you will just hang in there and stay connected, you are headed to the land of much. Spiritual fruit comes from abiding in the vine. But that's a process. And many people fail because they want the fruit without going through the process. Look at John 15:2. Jesus said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth or pruneth it. And then he said, that it may bring forth more fruit. Jesus said, everything that bears no fruit, he takes it away. In other words, he cuts it off if it doesn't bear fruit, because it is absolutely worthless in the kingdom of God. But then he makes this other statement. Everyone that bears fruit, he prunes it. So if you don't bear fruit, guess what? You just get cut off and you get thrown into the fire. If you do bear fruit, guess what? You get pruned. But I'd rather be cut back than be cut off. Let me say that again. I'd rather be cut back than cut off. But either way, you get whacked. That doesn't seem fair. But you got to remember, fruit is the product and pruning is the process. And you cannot get to the land of much unless some things are whacked off and cut back at times. Hallelujah. And if you're going to the land of much, you're going to have to go through the process of fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. Jesus said, if I see you being fruitful, I'm still going to cut you and clip you back. That's what he said. We think in our mind, well, if I'm being fruitful, if I'm doing something great for God, he's going to bless me, and I'm just going to be blessed, 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 blessed. He's never going to cut on me. He's just going to leave me alone, and he's going to cut everybody else. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Everybody will get cut at some time. Some will get cut for the lack of fruitfulness. And some will get cut to enhance their fruitfulness. Which one do you want? See, if you're totally unfruitful, you get cut off. Whack. If you are fruitful, whack, you get cut back. And God does that so he can get more fruit out of you. And the way you go from fruit to more fruit is whack. He prunes you. He cuts you. And he clips you back. When you get outside, I want you to take a look at those crepe myrtles. I stood and supervised this job. I didn't cut them back. Somebody else pruned those trees. And those trees are beautiful because they were pruned. They say never prune your own trees because you'll be too easy on them. That's why you need somebody who will whack them all to pieces. My wife told me, said, you need to dig up those little bushes out there. You know, they had gotten so big, and they cut them back, the same men that cut those crepe myrtles. And I didn't think they'd whacked them enough. So I got those clippers myself. I bought a special pair. They're mine, but I let the church use them. Amen. And I let those men use them. And they got a long blade. And I mean, that thing, they'll cut one of those branches is about a half inch or three quarters of an inch, maybe an inch thick. That thing will just chop them. And I just cut and cut and cut. Tracy said, they'll never come back. They'll never come back. They'll never come back. Brother Wayne West was telling me he cut some crepe myrtles back for his mother. She said, son, they'll never come back. He said, all he left was the stump. He said, and they came back and they were so beautiful. And she just said, I thought they would never come back. So if you want them pruned right, get somebody else to whack them, cause you'll be too easy on them. But God's not going to be too easy on us. Amen. That's the process. You may be asking, Pastor, why am I going through this? Why, Pastor, why has this happened to me? Why am I facing all these problems, Pastor? Well, if you're abiding and connected to the vine, let me tell you something. You're headed to the land of much. Weeping may endure for the night, but guess what? You're headed toward your season of joy. And if you can ever learn this principle that I'm preaching, it will change your life and your relationship with God forever. If you can just learn this one principle. See, I've got a sermon somewhere how God rolls death in on a promise. God will give you a promise, and you wonder, why haven't I gotten this promise? And then God just rolls death in on it, and when it's absolutely impossible and there's nothing you can do to make it happen, God resurrects it. Hallelujah. God will resurrect your dream. God will resurrect your body. I love Psalms 103 verse 5. He satisfies our mouth with good things and renews our youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. I'm headed to the land of much. Tell your neighbor, I'm headed to the land of much. I'm abiding in the vine and he's abiding in me. Hallelujah. See, this principle that I'm preaching, it will change your life forever. And instead of doubting God and instead of questioning God, you will begin to praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching something I don't live. I've come in here when I felt like staying in the bed. But I said, I'm going to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I was so glad, so glad, so glad. So glad, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Why are you so glad, Pastor? Because if I get there, I'm going to get under the spout where the Spirit's poured out. I'm going to get with people of like precious faith. I'm going to get with some people that will encourage me. I'm going to get with some people that love me, that are going to lay their hand upon me and pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. And guess what? I'm going to feel a whole lot better by the time I leave church than I did when I got to church. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Instead of doubting God, instead of questioning God, begin to praise God. That is the law of Romans 8:28. Put Romans 8:28 up there. For we know, say that, we know. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Say it backwards. To them that love God and who are living and called according to his purpose, we know that all things work together for their good. If you're not abiding in Christ, if he's not abiding in you, if you're not connected to the cluster of the local church, guess what? You have cut yourself off from the blessing. And that law cannot work for you. But if you say, God, I'm going to get there one way or the other. If I have to crawl, I'm going to get there. I remember when I had heart surgery. They let me out on Tuesday, and I went to church on Wednesday. And somebody said, you ought to be at home. Well, you shouldn't be in church. I said, well, I believe what I preach. I ain't heard at home just like I heard here, but if I get to the house of God, I believe I can get a $1 million miracle. Go on, praise God. Your miracle is on the way. Hallelujah. Just stay connected. Glory to God. So if you're connected and abiding in the vine, you know that God is working everything to your good. And that's what faith, real faith, is all about. It's trusting God. It's knowing that your life is hid with Christ in God. It's knowing that no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. It's knowing that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. It's knowing that Christ always causes us to win and triumph. It's knowing that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. It's knowing that this is the victory that overcometh the world, the devil, and the flesh, even our faith. That's what real faith is. Go on, praise God for faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Pastor, you mean if I'm fruitful, he's going to cut me? Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Jesus said, every branch in me that bears fruit, I'll cut it back. Now, I thought about this. Don't you wish that the things that we try, that they would never fail? But sometimes the things we try, they fail. But God takes more pleasure in a person who tries and fails than he does in a person who never tries. But even when you try, sometimes stuff just doesn't work. And God has to whack it. He has to cut it back. We talk about blessed additions in the church, but we don't like to talk about subtractions. We love the testimonies that God did this and God did that and God just blessed me so much. Oh, I didn't know how I was going to pay my bill, but a check showed up in the mail. I didn't know how I was going to fix this problem in my family, but they just come to see me anyway. Hallelujah. We talk about those blessings, but we don't talk about the subtraction. Nobody gets up and testifies and said, God just cut me, and God cut me all to pieces. He took this and he took that. I prayed for healing, but I got worse. I prayed for my relatives and things got worse. And then this thing happened and that thing happened. Well, how would you ever know that you're an overcomer if you never had anything to overcome? Ask yourself that. How would you know that you have overcoming power in you if you never had to overcome anything? So many times we don't understand the process that carries us to the land of much. Job went through all types of difficulties. Let me talk about old brother Job. Everybody wants to leave him out there on the trash pile scraping his sores. That's where most preachers leave him. But I read the whole story myself, hallelujah. Let me talk to you about Job. He went through all types of difficulties. He was a righteous man. He hated evil and he loved God. And the devil told the Lord the only reason that he serves you is because you have blessed him so much. And you have hedged him in. And the devil said, if you'll let the hedge down to where I can get to him, he'll curse you to your face, God. So God let the hedge down. I believe he did that so he could brag on old brother Job. Everybody wants to complain. You know, they complain in the wilderness. And finally, God got so aggravated with him, he sent fiery serpents into their midst. They marched around the same mountain for 40 years because they complain, they grumble, and they gripe. They should have gotten into the word, amen. They should have listened to Moses and what God had told Moses. And if they had, guess what? They'd made that trip in just a few days, amen. God wanted to brag on old brother Job. And Job lost his possessions, he lost his sons, his daughters, he lost his health, he lost his wealth. But guess what? He didn't lose his faith. And he didn't lose his relationship with God. And his wife asked him, why don't you curse God and die? I mean, things are going from bad to worse. Look at what old brother Job said, Job 1:21. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I praise his holy name. I thank you for that name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name. I love that precious name. Jesus is the name of my Lord. Is he your Lord and Master, or is he just your Savior? There's a tremendous difference. Amen. Let him order your life. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. And the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now look at verse 22. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. How could this man go through all of this stuff and not lose his faith? It was because that he knew no matter what happened, he could trust God. And he knew that God had promised him some things and that he was headed to the land of much. And God gave Job double for his trouble. How would you like to get double for the trouble you've gone through? Oh, I could preach that a little while. I told the devil after I got saved, let me tell you something. I said, you had blinded me. You were dragging me off to a devil's hell. And every day that I get up, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm going to tell somebody about his goodness. See, We learn to trust God when things are going forward. But we need to learn to trust God also when things are going backwards. Nobody has trouble trusting God when they're going forward. And they say, oh, I believe God. Well, do you believe God or you just believe what you understand about God? What do you really believe? Do you believe what you see or do you believe what the Word says? Amen? Look at Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. If He wants to whack you back, acknowledge Him. If He wants to cut this out or cut that out, trust Him. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. And it goes on to say, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. I'm so glad that when people judge me wrong, my Father judges me right. He knows the thought and intent of our heart. When people do you wrong and people say all things against you falsely, God brags on you. They just ran old brother Job down. They talked about him and each one of them had a word for brother Job. And way it ended up, they didn't have anything from God. They were just a bunch of mully grubbers, just a bunch of complainers trying to figure God out. God turned the whole thing around, gave Job double for his trouble, and then had Job pray for his friends before they could get anything from God. Be careful what you say. God said, don't put your hand on my anointed. I don't know how I got there. God said, don't you touch my anointed. Don't you touch him. I didn't say that. God said that. You can't help somebody praise God and say something good. Don't say anything. Amen. All right. See, sometimes you have to fellowship God with a question mark. That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes God doesn't give the explanation. Sometimes He just expects you to do what He has already commanded you to do in His words. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. It shall be done unto you. But don't cut yourself off. Amen. So many people, they lose heart in the storms of life and they say, well, I just don't understand this. Well, there are a lot of things in life that we don't understand. I don't understand why this church isn't full. I don't understand why it's not bursting at the seams. But that doesn't keep me from coming and preaching my heart out to people. I don't understand it. Praise God. We got the power of God. We got the blood of Jesus. We got the Word. We got love in this place. We are a loving, growing church bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Tell them, come. Praise God. The power of God is there. The presence of God is there. Hallelujah. God's got a blessing waiting for you. Go on, praise Him. Amen. I don't understand a lot of things in life. And in the pruning process, guess what? You won't understand what God is doing. And we're not careful. We will resent the very process that God has sent to develop us. But the pruning process is necessary. Because that's the only way you can get to the land of much. And I tell you something else. I decided a long time ago, regardless of what gets cut off, I'm going to stay in the vine. I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm hanging in there. And I'm staying connected to Jesus. I'm like that old man that somebody said, what's your favorite verse in the Bible? The old man said it came to pass. Person asked, what do you mean it came to pass? The old man said it came to pass. Thank God it didn't come to stay. Hallelujah. So regardless of what happens to me, I'm hanging in there. I'm staying connected because I'm headed to the land of much. Fruit, more fruit, much fruit. So stick it out. Abide in the vine. Even when things are going backwards, as well as forward. Good times and bad times. Stay connected to the vine. Well, Pastor, you don't know how bad things are in my life. Stay connected to the vine. But Pastor, my marriage is a mess. My bank account has hit the zero factor. My kids are running me crazy. My heart is broken. My husband just lost his job and he's about to leave me. Stay connected to the vine. Hang in there and stay connected. Let me give you a little secret about growing in God and becoming an overcomer. The people who win, the people who overcome, they learn the secret of just hanging in there. No matter what comes their way, they come to church. No matter what they're facing in life, they raise their hands and they praise God. When all hell is breaking loose, they still have a shout and a praise. You can't think of praise. You got to open your mouth and shout a praise. Help me. Help me, Sister Henderson. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give Jesus a standing ovation. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Sometimes some people, they can't see one piece of fruit on their life anywhere. They didn't get that job. They didn't get a paycheck this week. The harvest, it's all messed up and nothing is coming in. But hallelujah, they stay connected. Because it is all about a relationship with Jesus Christ and a relationship with His body, the church. Jesus said, I want you to produce fruit, more fruit. And then He said, I want you to produce much fruit. I'm headed to the land of much. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm headed to the land of much. Say it again, I'm headed to the land of much. Now look at three people and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Clark. Have you ever felt that touch? And have you surrendered your life to that touch?
Something happened, and now I know
He touched me,
and He made
Are you shackled by that heavy burden today? Are you beneath the load of guilt and shame? And Jesus said, come unto me. Come and let the hand of Jesus touch you. I promise you, you'll never be the same. Let's all come to the altar. Hallelujah.
He touched me. Oh, He touched me.
Come and talk to Jesus.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Come and thank Him for this great salvation.
Something happened, and now I know He touched me, and He made me.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Since
hallelujah.
I
yeah. Bless Him.
I'm gonna shout it while eternity rolls.
Why is that?
He touched me. Oh, He touched me.
Close your eyes and sing it to the Lord.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something And now I know He touched me.
Let her get through. Let her get through on that walk. That's faith coming right there. Glory to God.